Thank you. good to me. Oh, yeah. Let me love you, baby.
Greens, you rained on my parade. All right, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was a Len Price 3. Before that, Cocktail Slippers. We heard the Gruesomes, Muck in the Myers. How'd that get in there? Oh, yeah. We heard the Rolling Stones before Muck in the Myers and Television with Marquee Moon. Started the show with a threefer from Himmelfarb with Eddie Emerson. Love that stuff. And I think Bootleg Dan is itching to say something. He's got that look.
Hey, how's everybody doing? It's Bootleg Dan in the afternoon instead of early morning. I had a late night last night. I hope everybody made it to the Justine tribute night.
This is brilliant. Early morning to me.
Well, to you maybe, but not to me. But anyway, hey, I got a lot of things coming up. I'm going to make it quick here. First of all, the Jack Kerouac Festival this weekend, tonight. Robin Lane is playing at the Zorba Room at 7:30. She's going to be telling stories, playing her great music. Please come by. It's going to be a lot of fun. And she goes on at, she is going on at 9 o'clock.
Great girl. I interviewed her on here.
Yep. She's a sweetheart. And then tomorrow, we've got Linda Vien and Girl with a Hawk playing at the Attic, the Worthing Attic. And it's not an afternoon show. It's an evening show. And it starts at 8 o'clock. She's doing two sets. And I talked to her last night, and she's going to surprise us with some new music. So check that out. But the big thing here I am to talk about, and I have been waiting and waiting on this one. It's been over a year since I talked to this band. It's finally happening, and the Len Price 3 is touring the U.S. exclusively with Bootleg Dan Presents.
Wow!
We have got the shows, I tell you. Thursday night, opening night of the tour, we're up in Portland at Geno's with a killer bill. I am telling you, we've got the Chelsea Curb, Tiger Bomb, and Since.
I played with Tiger Bomb and Geno's.
There you go.
It's a great venue, place. Yeah.
Kat is a sweetheart. She books the place. We want everybody to come up there. I want you to go to all three shows, but at least go to two. So we're at Geno's on Thursday night. The doors open at, the doors open at 7 that night. So it's kind of an early show. I would say Len Price is probably going to go on around 10 o'clock, give or take. Tickets are selling out fast. Don't get sold out of this one. But if you do, next night, Friday the 13th, at the Burren, Len Price 3, the Chelsea Curve, and Muck and the Myers, who you just heard, are going to be playing.
I believe I'll be at that show.
I hope you are, because it's going to be off the hook good. I'm telling you. And that is almost sold out. Well over 100 tickets have been sold.
It's sold out?
It's close. Very close.
You going to get me in there?
Yeah, you'll get in. Don't worry about it. You're in. You're on the list.
All right.
And then to finish off this tour, we're going to New York. We're going to hit it hard at the Parkside Lounge. Len Price 3, Palmyra Del Ron, and the Chelsea Curve with Steve Krebs Band. My good friend, Kip Alburn, him and I put this together. We got Crystal Blue spinning tunes that night. She is one of the best spinners in New York. She used to work with Little Steven's Underground Garage. She was the first person to discover Len Price 3 in the U.S. She was in the U.K., saw them, came back, and told everybody about it. She was the one that was playing it on Little Steven's Underground Garage. So I'm telling you, this is going to be one of the craziest weeks in my life. I'm going to be transporting the band all over New York, Boston, and Portland, and I couldn't be happier about it.
Don't run yourself ragged there, Dan.
Hey, don't worry about me. I'll sleep when I'm dead. That's right. And then Monday, I just wanted to tell you this. Ivan Julian is being interviewed by Destiny on Mark Skins Radio. She's going to be talking to Ivan Julian. If you don't know who Ivan Julian is, where the hell you been? He used to be in Richard Hell and the Voivodes.
Yep.
Shriek Back. He played on the Clash album, Slamdanista. Or Sandinista, I'm sorry, Sandinista. He also played with Matthew Sweet. This guy is a living legend, New York living legend.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to be playing, we've got him playing three different shows. One of them is at the Vine Theater in Holyoke. And then the next night he's in the Stone Church. And then the last night he is playing at the Burren with Muck and the Myers and the Greg Allen, Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. It just gets crazy here. And other shows coming up. October 21st, Square Root. We got the Classic Ruins. And Psycho Positive from New York City. Another Parkside Lounge band. Great band. Then Back to the Worthing Attic on 22nd with Tad Oberbaum, Girl with a Hawk, and Randy Black Acoustic. Another great show. And then I'm on the road with the world famous Kenny Highland Air Force Band.
Oh, yeah.
With
of Gizmo's fame.
With Gizmo fame, yes. And I'm taking them out on the road with 145, Paul Armstrong's great band, 145. And they're going to be playing in my hometown of Syracuse, New York at the Lost Horizon with the Gripweeds, who played here not too long ago.
Yeah, right on the show.
They were on the show, acoustic. So they're playing at the Lost and in Syracuse. Then we're down at the Parkside with 145 and Kenny Highland, and then back up to Troy, New York at the El Dorado Bar with the Gripweeds, the Va-Va Voodoos, who were just in Boston not too long ago playing the Square Root, and they were up here as well. So needless to say, October is rocking. Bootleg Dan presents. Please come out and rock and roll. And I can't thank Brian enough, man, for having me on here. And yeah, Brian, you're at the door on Friday night.
Thank you. Put me on the list.
You're on the list.
I'll be there for sure then.
All right. Great. Thanks again.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan. You add to the show. I like it. And I just wanted to, I don't know if you knew this, but bands can go electric in here if they want. So far, brought bands in who've done acoustic, which is a lot easier to do.
Right.
But if a band is an electric band,
right,
I mean, they just need to bring everything, amps and everything. We put the drums in the corner over there. I've done it probably 50 times.
Well, I'd love to do that with the Cocktail Slippers and the Diamond Dogs, but they're coming from Sweden and Norway, so I don't think they're bringing their... I know they're not bringing their equipment with them.
They're just
bringing their bodies, but hey...
I hope they... Are they going to dress up when they come up here? I know they kind of like dress up like glam.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're going to see that stuff?
I don't know. We'll find out. I'll see if I can talk them into that.
I'm getting excited.
Talking about their skate. They're going to be opening night of their Cocktail Slippers World Tour is at Cafe 9 on November 9th. And then I've got them playing at the Burren with the Diamond Dogs. If you don't know the Diamond Dogs, they're from Sweden. They've never played the U.S. before. And they're playing with Soraya on Wicked Cool Records. I mean, I just got to pinch myself. These shows that I've got coming up are just going to knock people's socks off. There's so much great music
just
coming
careful.
This way. Hey, it's all about rock and roll right now. And that, to finish off, don't forget, my good friend Stu and I are co-promoting Dick Manitoba. He is coming through the area. He's doing... four shows with us. Let me think here. Let me look at my calendar here. I got so much going on. But the first, he is playing at the Garage B at the Notch. And he's playing with Muck and the Myers. Muck's everywhere, of course. And Stop Calling Me Frank. The tickets are selling fast. You don't want to miss this one. Legendary from the Dictators. Another New York band. It's all about working with these New York bands.
Right.
He's also playing at the Stone Church in Newmarket, New Hampshire. He's playing at Geno's up in Portland. And he's playing at Divine Theater in Holyoke. So, like I said, the music just keeps coming. Follow my Facebook page, Anklin Dan or Bootleg Dan Presents. We'll tell you about all the shows I got coming up, and there's plenty. So I want to see everybody out rocking and rolling. I don't want to hear no excuses. Oh, I can't get off my couch. You better get off your couch because, hey, if you don't go out and support the rock and roll, it's going to go away. It's already gone away before, so go out and support rock and roll.
I support it and I make my own.
That's right. Brian's got a great band too. Thigh scrapers.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Next time you hear from me, we heard a lot from Bootleg Dan. I'll do the talking next up with Boston Groupie News Report, and I'll even add on what's going on down at the Magic Room for my friend Dez. And, yes, how about some Warren Zevon?
There you go.
So much to do, there's plenty on the farm. I'll sleep when I'm dead. Saturday night, I like to raise a little harm. I'll sleep when I'm dead. From the bottom, twisted again. I'll sleep when I'm dead. It don't matter if I get a little tired. I'll sleep when I'm dead. I've got a 38 special up on the shelf. I'll sleep when I'm dead. If I start acting stupid, I'll shoot myself, then I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Ooh. film song by John Hughes. Anybody there remember him? John Hughes.
12:30.
Concert, Dan, 73?
76, Max's Kansas City.
Awesome place. Talk right into the mic, man. Which one is that? It has a number on the side.
That doll show.
What's the number on the side of your mic?
4.
All right.
That doll show is from my collection of many bootlegs. Some people have gotten
now,
a copy
of. Now, did you record that on your own?
No.
You ever at Max's?
I was at Max's. Could I tell you who I saw?
Wait, what year were you there?
Probably 1977.
Wild.
Wait,
did you get in the back room?
Can't remember.
Yeah, I've read a lot of stories.
Yeah, can't remember.
I think I'd rather hang at Max's than CBGB's.
I was at both right around the same time. When I used to go to New York, it was the crazy, the wild, wild west down in New York.
I went down to find CBGB's, and it was a frigging clothing store.
Yep, that's right. High-end clothing store. T-shirts for $100 or more. Leather jackets for $1,000. Yeah. Not the same. I'll tell you, CBGB's was a place. I was fortunate enough to see the Ramones there. I do remember that. I saw Soundgarden there for the first time they ever played New York. So, yeah. But that particular show was from Max's Kansas City, 1976. Out of my collection of doll shows. And I was fortunate enough to see the Dolls in 1973 at the Yellow Balloon in Syracuse, New York. I'll never forget the night. Friends of mine said, hey, let's go see the New York Dolls. I said, who's that? Great rock and roll band from New York City. Okay, let's go. I walked into the club.
Oh, yeah, they wear dresses.
Walked into the club, full drag, blew my mind, been a fan ever since. Probably seen them at least a half a dozen times.
And now Dan's wearing a dress.
Yeah, now I'm wearing a dress. But, yeah, the last time I saw the Dolls was at Irving Plaza, probably the second-to-last tour that they did as the Dolls. And
I'm jealous.
Still a huge fan. But that's one of my favorite Dolls boots, and thank you, Brian, for playing it.
Yeah, they say at the beginning, I was like, where'd this song come from? And he does say we're doing a cover by, and they say something that I can't quite make out what he says.
Yeah,
I gotta figure out what that is.
Yeah, I can't tell you. They did a lot of covers.
I just call it That's Crazy, but I like it.
Yeah, they did a lot of covers back in the days. That's for sure.
Okay. All right, it's Boston Groupie News Report time. That's where I go to bostongroupienews.com, tell you what's happening tonight, and maybe a day or two after. October 7th, 2023, Agent Orange, Spice Pistols, Babes at the Middle East Down. Whoa, Down. That's a big room. The Long Wait, USM, Sonic Boom at Faces Brewing in Malden tonight. The High End CD Release Party with Grimly Pleased is at Square Root tonight. The Curettes, the Devil Twins, the Fabulous Itchies, they're at Asku in Providence, Rhode Island tonight. Tomorrow, the Scurvy Dog Parking Lot Mega Show is from 2 to 10 p.m. Here's a list of bands, last to first. Rockin' Bob Punk Band. Sire Chew, Voodoo Sister, The Slashers, Apochisis, Some Kind of Nightmare, Gripe Bite, Salem Wolves, and The Mood Runners. And there's a Facebook page you can click on here at bostongroupienews.com. Worcester Punk Rock Flea Market. I visited this. It's going on... I went a couple weeks ago. 12 to 6, and at 7 o'clock they have a few bands playing. I'll tell you what it is, because I went there myself last 2 weeks ago. They had one there. It's in, I believe, the Vernon Hotel, old dive bar in the bottom floor. And it's just really cool. It's a bunch of punk rockers vending their wares to you. Most of the stuff they made themselves.
Cool.
Yeah. I had my Ziggy shirt on, Old Stooges, when he's like flipped over backwards, you know, on the shirt. Everyone was treating me like I was like, oh, yeah, it's Iggy, like King, you know. So it's like I wore the right shirt to that thing. It's pretty cool. But yeah, I got a bunch of stickers there. I put them up around here. They got stickers and stuff. It's
there
cool.
There you go.
Yeah. Anything else I should mention here? You can check it out yourself.
Let me jump in on this Corettes.
Oh, hold on. I got a phone call.
All right.
MFO, you're on the air. Now you're not. They hung up on me. I guess they didn't want to be on the air.
So anyway, let me tell you, I went down to New York to see the Corettes play their debut in Brooklyn at the Union Pool. If you don't know this band, you need to get out to Providence tonight at the Skew, if it's not already sold out.
Maybe I'll play some.
It's the last show of their tour. They're going back to Europe. They're from Denmark. I was blown away how good this band was. It's a two-piece band, husband-wife. Husband plays drums, wife plays guitar. They're off the charts good. They reminded me of the Ramones the first time I saw them. Their energy level is crazy. I would be going myself, but I have Robin Lane tonight. So
not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing at all. But go see the Corettes.
Where's she playing again tonight, too?
Tonight, she's playing at the Zorba Room in Lowell at 9 o'clock.
All right. Anything else I want to mention on this one? Black Beach, Saturnilds, and Astral Bitch with Bad Verb. That's at the Silhouette on Monday. Now, going on at the Magic Room. So many promises I give Dan, you know. Des heard me doing this for the Boston Groovy News and was like, hey, here we go.
Well, I know he's got the Strange Men coming up. Strange Men reunion with Smitty Smith and the Fezstones.
Right. Calendar. Today's the 7th, so going on tonight, Magic Room presents Sunset Strip, a tribute to 80s hair metal tonight. Oh, I've had this guy on the show. Friday, Song Garden, a tribute to Chris Cornell and Nothing Safe, an Alice in Chains experience. So Nothing Safe is an Alice in Chains tribute. Song Garden is a Chris Cornell tribute. I'm sure it'll be lots of fun. That's at the Magic Room next Friday. Next Saturday at the Magic Room, it's the Notorious Duran Duran tribute band. Go to that if you like them. That's all happening at the Magic Room. And for all this and more, go to BostonGroupieNews.com. Ba 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 ba. Da 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 da. Trying to cancel something. What the heck? Baby, that's crazy. That ain't no little baby. I don't know why that won't go off. Here we go. Dan just like leaves the room. I'm out of here. Technical problems.
Don't run! Let's go!
Where'd the time go?
Woo!
91.5 WMFO in Medford. What have we heard this last half hour? Well, after Robin Lane and New York Dolls, we heard, and after the Groupie News Report and Magic Room shout out, we had Babes, the High End, Kurt Baker with Don't Go Fallin' in Love, Little Billy Lost, and by the way, Kurt Baker was a request by Bootleg Dan. Just saying, for no reason why I say that.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
Little Billy Lost and the Cox of the Walk with World. And yes, that was Soundgarden covering Spinal Tap with Big Bottom. And you can see Soundgarden, tribute to Soundgarden and Chris Cornell. He's been here. You heard him here on the show if you're an avid listener. And he's